The nose cleans itself out in two basic ways. The first and the simplest is what physicians call the mucociliary elevator. And this is the combination of cilia, which are microscopic hairs, and the mucus. And the mucus works to trap all of the pollutants that we breathe in every day, all the time. The mucus is sticky, and it holds on to these things. The turbinates are the things in the back of the nose that make the air turbulent so that these particles that we breathe in are exposed to the mucus in a variety of ways, and the mucus hangs on to them. Then there are the cilia that are underneath the mucus, and these are microscopic hairs that are constantly sweeping, and they do this 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. So then they sweep this mucus to the back of the nose where we swallow it. And we do that without ever noticing we're doing it because it's a normal process. Now, there are things that make it so it doesn't work. Dry air makes the mucus so it's thicker and the cilia can't clean it as well. Smoking paralyzes the cilia. So don't smoke. There's no good reason to smoke and there's lots of good reasons not to. And try and keep yourself well hydrated to make the mucus so that it's thinner. But if it can't get cleaned out, just like sweeping our kitchen floor. If we sweep the kitchen floor 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, there's still going to be some spills that we can't sweep up. So we need to mop it occasionally. And in our nose, this mopping is triggered by a substance called histamine that is released in the back of the nose when it recognizes that there's something that it's building up that the body doesn't like. Histamine does three things. It opens the blood vessels so they leak more. That fluid percolates between the cells in the back of our nose. It comes up under the cilia, and it lifts the mucus off of the cilia and sweeps it out easier. So it's very much like mopping our nose. The second thing that histamine does, it opens the little cells so that they make more mucus. So it replenishes the supply of mucus. And it's moister mucus because of the fluid. The third thing it does, it's a irritant, so we sneeze more. And that gets rid of the mucus. If you've ever seen a child with a congested nose sneeze, they all of a sudden have twin tracks of mucus down their nose. The fourth thing it does, it shuts off the bronchi so that we breathe less and have less of a chance of this pollution up here where we have a lot of defenses to deal with it, getting down in our lungs where we have many fewer defenses to deal with it. So histamine is really the body's defensive trigger to help wash the nose.